Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Idaho Stop will not be coming to California. Governor Newsom has vetoed a bill that would allow cyclists to roll through stop signs when there's no other traffic. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider Phil Matier. So what was his reason for this, Phil?
Well, it's interesting. Basically what he said, even though this had the backing of a lot of the bike coalitions around the state, which is a pretty potent political force, his basic feeling was that it was going to make it less safe and it might even increase fatalities and serious injuries on streets around the state, because people would be confused. It's simple as that, especially kids, because remember, laws apply to everybody. So younger bikers who may not know how to judge, you know, vehicle speeds or even be cautious enough to apply might just go flying through the stop signs. And he just thought that that could increase serious injuries in the state, so he held back on it. It was interesting to also note, Dan, that when he did it, which was on a Friday afternoon, which we in the news business knows when you're going to do something like veto something that goes against a popular constituency, you do it Friday afternoon when everybody's busy doing something else.
Is this, if I'm a driver right now and I'm out there, is this adding another burden to me now?
No, it doesn't. If you're a driver, what it means is that you're going to stop at a stop sign. Simple as that. And you're going to look over, and if there's a bicyclist in the other part of the intersection that's got a stop sign, one of you is going to decide who to go first. If anything, it should be easier for a driver, because when you're driving down the street and you hit that stop sign and you look over and you start to go, there's less chance that the other person is going to go flying through a stop sign. Now, the whole idea was that the bicyclists weren't going to go flying through. That was the law said, no, you come up to a reasonable stop and you're sort of balancing left and forward and you take a look around and keep the momentum going.
Happen. We know that doesn't happen all the time, does it?
Do you have a thing against bicyclists sometimes on the roadways?
I don't, but there are certain cities where bicyclists, I think, are a little more aggressive, and you know they want the rules to be the same for them on the roads. And as a driver, you're very nervous that you're going to hit somebody because you're looking out for pedestrians and jaywalkers and other cars as well.
Well, bring up jaywalkers. That was another thing that the governor vetoed. State Assemblyman Phil Ting out of San Francisco had a bill that would largely decriminalize jaywalking. It would only make jaywalking an offense if there was visible traffic around. And his reason for that hadn't to do with safety so much as that it was found that African Americans and other minorities were getting disproportionate amounts of jaywalking tickets. And there was a question about whether it was being enforced fairly or was being used as a harassment. Especially this was down in Beverly Hills, where a number of African Americans were getting tickets. So the governor there said, look, we can do better with how we enforce laws, but again, for safety reasons, we've got to keep it against the law. We got to keep the law the law. So Dan, it's a little safer out there for you, possibly a little safer out there for everyone, but it was interesting, not necessarily politically safe for the governor, because the walk people wanted that jaywalking thing, and that was another one that was signed Friday afternoon, which you and I know is if you're going to make a questionable crossing, that's when you do it politically.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.